This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Republicans in the U.S. House are meeting behind closed doors to select the next Speaker of the House. Going into the meeting, Colorado Republican Doug Lamborn says he's hopeful the conference can unite behind a candidate.
We just got out of an Israel classified briefing. We can't be rudderless right now in the House, and we are.
Representative Steve Scalise of Louisiana and Jim Jordan of Ohio are competing for the top job. Colorado Republican Lauren Boebert has thrown her support behind Jordan, a fellow House Freedom Caucus member. But neither Lamborn nor Republican Ken Buck have said who they will support. The House has been without a speaker for a week. The doctor from Grand Junction is stuck in Gaza after arriving last week to work with the Palestinian Children's Relief Fund. Dr. Barbara Zind was set to get out Thursday through a border crossing with Egypt, but it's closed after Israel bombed the crossing Tuesday. Zind's husband, Dr. Paul Preston, says his wife is taking cover in a hotel room and getting advice from her Palestinian sister-in-law.
You know, what part of the room to go to, stay away from windows and flying glass.
Preston says he hopes Israel will reopen the border so humanitarian workers like his wife can escape. Colorado has new money to help fight chronic disease. The Centers for Disease Control has awarded a five-year grant of more than $4 million to the state health department to improve physical environments like bike and pedestrian networks. The money will also help increase Coloradans' access to healthy foods. Physical activity and healthy eating reduce the risk of chronic conditions like heart disease and diabetes. The weather's turning colder with rain along the Front Range and mountain snow tonight and tomorrow. This is CPR News.